Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. Now, every comedian has a podcast, but we're comedians with a morning show podcast. Do you get the difference? Because there's a big one. I'm your host, Julia Young. I am joined, as always, by my co-host extraordinaire, Mike Camerlengo. Mike, how you doing this fine morning?
Julia, I feel great. It is 63 degrees here in Massachusetts. I have retired my winter jacket for the year. I'm not saying it won't get cold again. I'm just saying I'm done with that shit.
That is such an optimistic move. I applaud you for being a little stupid, because it's going to snow again, I bet.
Well, probably. I'm not going like straight t-shirt. I'm not one of those guys, but I do have a kind of like a spring coat, which I'm trying to be more of an adult. I'm like, oh, I have a spring coat now. So I have that going on. So I wore that. The problem
but you're
is
not wearing shorts, right? No, you're not one of those guys. You're not a sociopath.
No, I'm a jeans guy.
Jeans guy.
I'm starting to rev up the engine for the nice weather. The problem is we're in that little in between right now where it'll be 62 right now and you go, oh, it's nice. And then the second that sun starts to go, you're like, I do need a winter coat.
It's freezing. There's a 20 degree difference.
But if you're like, I guess it's different with COVID, but like when you would hang with people and shit and they'd be like, oh, there would always be people who would still pretend it's so nice when the sun started to go down. They're like, oh my God, this weather's great. I'm like, it's 41 degrees right now.
Yeah,
like,
you have goosebumps. I can see your nipples.
Yeah, you missed it. But I feel good. I have let's talk about your exciting news first, because before I forget, Julia won a big time award last night.
Best
Variety, and the show you work on, Desus and Miro. You won for being a writer at the WGA Awards.
WGA Awards for Best Variety Talk Show, I believe.
Yeah,
I was trying to find comedy variety show, something. I really should figure it out. But yeah, we won last night on Sunday night, rather. It was
you work on the show, but your name is in there. Like your name is a part of this, so that's a big deal.
Real.
Congratulations!
I didn't Photoshop this. Thank you. It's pretty wild. I was eating Indian food and watching the live stream of it because it was COVID, so it was pre-recorded parts, and I screamed very loudly. So
that's awesome. I saw it on Twitter, and then I just went back to watching college basketball. I'm gonna share some good news on Twitter today with you. I'll say congratulations, Julia. And
to my dear co-host,
and then hopefully I'll do what a lot of people do on Twitter is like they'll like tag somebody and they're trying to be nice, but it's really they want something. So I'm like, it's maybe I can get on the writing staff or something. You know?
Throw in a little. What can I get out of this? This is so fun.
Yeah. What can I get out of it? But congratulations, WGA. For those who don't know, that's the Writers Guild of America. It provides great wages and
they
health insurance.
This podcast.
I am not allowed in the WGA. They say creating online videos.
they want you. They can't have you. You play hard to get. You know, you are a content creator, and you're content with that for now.
I am content with that. So if any, I think I'm technically still in SAG.
Me too. But
they don't give me any benefits because I don't work enough.
And they let me know I don't work enough.
So I'm like, so you want me to pay my dues like every couple of months, but you don't like, I don't get anything out of it.
I don't understand.
So, but when I was working, like doing some commercials and stuff, they did have a great health insurance plan. So thanks for that, SAG.
They are not sponsoring this podcast. WGA. Let's just be clear. About that. We're gonna get into the show with one of our segments we call Up Top, which is what we talk about up top. But before we do that, let's just remind you, beautiful listeners, our Jehovah's Witnesses, rate us, review us on Apple Podcasts, tell your friends about us, email us anytime you want at javagoodmorning@gmail.com. Questions, if you have concerns, if you would like to complain about
Don't complain,
us,
please.
Well, okay. I mean, Okay, if you would like to give us feedback, is that okay?
No, I don't like any of that shit. But I do have one I do want to throw in there. How about if something, if you have good news about something that is happening to you? I have, one of our listeners told me something that they're doing, a change in their life. I didn't ask him if I could say it yet, so I'm going to ask him after this and bring it up next time. But I think it's fun if a Jehovah head is like, hey, guess what? I got a new job. I'm moving or something. We'll give you a shout out. Let's talk about it. I like it.
We'd love to celebrate you.
Yes, we will celebrate you on the pod.
And somehow make it about us, which is, to me, more important. All right, so let's jump into Up Top. Mike, what you got going on up top?
Well, you said beautiful a second ago, and I just want to tell you, I just came back from the supermarket, and I'm feeling good. I think I was the best-looking person there.
Really?
And I know you're saying, how do you know everyone was wearing masks? Well, I just felt it. You know, maybe I'm feeling good, you know? I was like,
they got
I feel
ugly
like
eyes
I'm
you could
it.
See, maybe?
On the way out, I did see a woman who I was like, whoa, that's a babe.
How busy was the supermarket?
It was pretty slow. I mean, I went at 11 in the morning. It was mostly older people who were trying to get that COVID.
Senior hour? Oh.
I think I just came at the end of senior hour. So
do you think you were just the youngest maybe? And that's why you think you were the hottest?
There were definitely less young people. So, but you know, I think I was.
What'd you get?
It's good, but bad. You never want to be the best looking person at the supermarket, you know?
No. You
know? And
you got organic yogurt or what'd you get?
Oh, I did all lots of veggies and fruit and some chicken. I'm going to marinate tonight. Mm-hmm. Going to do some turkey meatballs tomorrow night. Tons of snacks. I mean, you can't imagine the amount of rice cakes and peanut butter I eat.
That's such a grown-up snack.
Really? Oh, I eat so much peanut butter though. I feel like that's why I kind of look like a teapot.
Well, it's good protein. What about almond butter? Have you ever done that at all?
Yeah, I keep trying to get back into it. I feel like when you see almond butter, that's the one that's like $12, right? It's like really expensive.
It's probably really bad. Didn't they say like almond milk is bad and you shouldn't drink it because the water it takes to water the almonds or something?
Yeah, I read an article about that. And that was that I filed that into my brain, the part that goes, I know, but I'm sorry. Like
you read a headline, not an article, let's be real.
There's only so much you can do, you know?
Yeah.
So changing
only
milk
so much. Yeah.
Again, it's like, what do you want from me? But that's where you go. Yeah, I know it'd probably be better for the earth if I did something else, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to. And maybe I'm a bad person, but you know what?
We
can't be perfect.
Yeah. We can't be perfect. Well, I mean, kind of speaking of this nice weather, I have had a bit of a conundrum, I'll be honest, because I don't know what blanket to sleep with. Okay. Because as everyone knows, I have night sweats but I need something on top of me. I can't just sleep with like no blanket, you know, I need a little bit of heft.
Yeah.
So I have my duvet cover and a light blanket inside of that. That's velvet. It's a velvet, which doesn't breathe, but it's like, do I get a separate summer spring blanket that's really light? Like, what do you sleep?
Do you have a sheet, like a sheet that you put over you?
A top sheet. Yeah. But that's not enough heft. I need something a little bit heavier.
Right now, what's going on in my bed is I have a sheet on top of me and then I have the comforter.
And that's a heavy comforter though. Yeah.
It's a medium. I would like more heft, but we had another blanket in between there, but that is now gone.
Yeah. Because it's spring almost.
So
in hot summer, you sleep with the comforter, not a lighter blanket.
Because the comforter is kind of light. That's what we go with. So yeah, I don't know.
I'm just going to say right now, we're not cutting any of this out. We're going to make everyone listen to us talking blankets.
Yeah, I definitely decided I'm not editing anything today. So you know what? That's good. You want to listen to two people talk in real time.
Yeah.
About blankets. Minutia. No, you know what? I was just staring into space because I'm trying to think. And that's what you want. You want people thinking.
You want
on
people
a podcast.
Thinking as time passes silently.
Well, don't you have one of those weighted blankets?
Oh, thank you for remembering. Yes, I do have a weighted blanket. That's best for naps. I have found, and you know, we're moving on Thursday, and so I feel like once we move, I can maybe decide the placement. Oh, I'm only gonna have my weighted blanket on this part of the couch. That's where I'll take my naps. You know, just kind of plotting out where areas are for sleeping. But that actually brings me to the next thing I wanted to talk about up top, which is, oh boy, we hung some curtain rods and it was pretty serious because we had to put mollies into the wall, and that always freaks me out. Because
what's a molly? Like,
okay, so a molly is like when you screw something into a wall, but it's just drywall. The screw's gonna fall out unless like it's a plastic thing that you drill a hole in and then you hammer it in and then you screw the nail into or the screw into that. So, but it feels intense. It feels like I can't go back. I can't undo this.
Yeah, because you can't just take it out. I mean, you're in.
There's a big hole.
There's a big hole.
Yeah.
So you're doing this in your new apartment, right? That's
new apartment. Exactly. We got blackout curtains. We hung all the curtain rods, which is scary also because it's like, oh, is this thing even? You know, there's a lot of fighting that happens. Someone has to be the leader. Someone has to be kind of the sous chef, right? And just, you know, say, okay, tell me what you want me to do. There can only be one boss, baby.
You know what I've noticed about, well, I've noticed it recently, but it's just what I've become now. When I do stuff like around the house and I'm bending over, it's just my crack is coming out. It's just, I just don't know. I don't get it. When I'm standing up, I feel like my jeans fit correctly. But then when I lean over, it's like, I feel very exposed. You know, I'm like, oh, can someone see the top of the water slide? Like, I don't know.
Wait, what does this have to do with me hanging curtains?
Well, you're like doing work. So I picture, you know, like leaning and stuff. I mean, we can talk about if, you know, anything flopped out of your shirt or whatever. I don't know.
What you're no. I just wasn't sure where this was going. If this was you telling me about a dream or because this has to relate to me somehow.
No, I'm sorry. Since we're both narcissists, I was just trying to relate it to me. I was like, okay, cool story. Now it's time to talk about me.
Time for me to talk. Mikey's turn. No, that's okay. Do you have curtains? Okay. I'm sorry. We can't talk about this.
Well, okay. I hope you guys, you know, fighting when you're hanging up curtains and all that shit is pretty normal.
Yeah.
As long as you don't, nobody gets put in a headlock. I think it's, pretty, you know, it's fine. We all say things we don't mean when we're hanging curtains.
Yeah. Well, that's what my mom said to me when I was learning how to drive is when in my teenage years, she goes, whatever we say to each other in the car doesn't count.
Oh, I like that. I like that rule.
There's a lot of screaming happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. You got to make rules.
I had another injury this past week. Oh, it wasn't dear. I didn't fall off a deck, but I did, you know, this is a little TMI maybe, but I was in the shower and I was a bar of soap. That's what I'm working with. And it was just, I had it in my hand and I like must've squeezed it a little bit and it shot out and hit me in the left testicle. And I'm not kidding. Like I couldn't do that again in a million years. I just had it in my hand.
It's like a trick shot.
It was a trick shot to my nut. And I was just leaning over. I was going, ah, my nut. And it was just, it hurt so bad. And there's nothing worse than being just writhing in pain. I didn't fall or anything. I'm not, you know, but I was just kind of bent over like, oh man, I just hit myself in the nuts with the bar of soap. So that's just kind of
this was our up top segment, but I guess it sounds like this was down bottom. So, okay. No. Yeah.
So I laughed. I thought it was funny. I mean, you know,
kind of soap we talking? Like an Irish Dove, Spring, a Dove bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the smell of Irish Spring for a second, but then I feel like it really dries you out. I mean, all bar soap kind of dries you out, but
famously. Yeah. Do you use a loofah? Maybe you got to switch to a loofah.
There is a loofah in the shower. I don't really use it. I don't feel.
You don't feel like you deserve it?
No, I don't feel like it's right for me. No.
Well, I'm so sorry. When it happened, did you scream, my nards?
I was more like, what am I? I can't believe that happened. Like, it was like one of those.
I can't wait till I'm rich enough to have a shower that's big enough where I can just have a big seat in the shower. Like have a bench, right?
Oh, good bench, yeah.
I love a shower bench. And not like one of those geriatric ones. I mean, that would be fine too, but I just need the space, you know?
I always say this to people and people are always like, dude, what are you talking about? So I feel like this probably won't get a great reaction, but I always think it'd be great to have a toilet in the shower.
It's called a drain, Mike.
no, like you're taking a number two
in the shower
while you're getting hit by the stream, dude. That's awesome. That I just think that would be so freeing, you know?
I don't think that's great because if you've ever farted in the shower,
no, I don't. I won't because good. I won't because yeah. I'm no.
Yeah. No. So imagine that times 10 surrounding you. I think the
are you talking about the smell?
Yeah, I think it would be awful. You would just be hotboxing yourself with poop.
I don't fart in the shower because I'm afraid that it feels like everything's wet. I feel like something's gonna come flying out.
So why do you want to poop in the shower?
I feel like something's gonna come flying out. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so the shitter in the shower.
Shark tank? Is this what you're taking, a shark tank?
Okay, Kevin, we've all been there. You're in the shower, you got to shit, but you don't want to get out. No, you know
for
what?
For that reason, I'm out.
Barbara's like, I don't got a butthole. I'm out. You know,
I don't like the color scheme. I'm out.
My first husband always had stinky fart. So I'm out. All right, I get your concern. And again, it's more of a...
Yeah.
Okay, one more pee-poo thing. I think in your bed, there should be a little hole where you can roll over. This really only works for someone with a penis, but you roll over in the middle of the night and you can just put your penis in the little hole, like you're filling up a gas tank, you know, just pop it in there and then you pee and then you feel it up and then you don't have to get up.
Okay, well, I think there's like, you can get like a bedpan where it's just under your bed.
I think I just want to put my penis inside something in the bed. So maybe that's a fleshlight or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe you just need two twin mattresses shoved together like Lucy and Ricky and you just piss in the middle.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna, but it'll be like late at night and you like miss the hole. And so you'll pee in the mattress and you'll never get the smell out.
Well, that's why you have to trust it, because you have to just fully put your penis in. It's like, you can't just like put it near the edge and start peeing. You have to go in and then a light will turn green and then you do it.
Wait, there's a light? Because aren't you like trying to be half asleep? Because I feel like the light might wake you up. There's like a dull green.
Maybe it's just a beep. Maybe it's just a beep.
But like an alarm clock, so it's like
How great would that be if you're just like, it's like 3 a.m, you're like, oh, you turn over, you lock it in the hole.
You find your piss hole. Yeah.
You find your piss hole, then you turn back, you turn it, and then it like, you know, it's like one of those things at the bank where you put the money in and it shoots up the tube.
A pneumatic tube.
But a pneumatic tube. You can't have the tube connected to your penis because you don't want anyone's penis getting sucked up the, you know, there
Wait,
could be an injury.
What about for people without penises? What do I get?
That
do
is
I get like a funnel.
That's we have to have an accessories thing, you know, that comes with it.
It's going to cost twice as much. It's going to have the pink tax.
They're like, don't have a toilet? Well, we got the thing for you. It's like, no, everyone has a toilet, I think. So
I think this is a great idea. I mean, I have some controversial, you know, ideas as well, which I think, and I know this isn't true, but I feel like when you really have to pee, but you can't pee yet, what you should do is eat a lot of bread to soak up the pee. But I don't think that works. Yeah, I think it might be different parts of your body. Hey, if you're a scientist or a doctor, hit us up, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. Also, if you're an inventor and you can help us patent this piss hole, you know, let us
piss
know.
Hole. Yeah, we should make piss hole t-shirts. I heard once that I read I'm probably not even an article, or maybe someone just said it once in passing.
Tweet.
At a party. Yeah, maybe, I don't know where I heard this, but that the reason you get morning wood is because your body is making it harder for you to piss. So it's like, so you don't piss yourself. Because if you ever try to pee with a boner, it's not great.
I thought that was just that mornings were arousing to men. It was like, oh, it's morning, another morning, another time to carpe diem, you know, get horny.
To do the sex, you know?
Another
sex day in the books.
Yep.
Maybe that's true too.
Maybe that's true. Wow. Well, I guess, you know, we're really off topic, so I shouldn't talk about the mid-century modern teak dining room table I bought from a furniture refit.
I love those words, mid-century modern.
I love it.
MCM,
baby.
Please talk about it. I'm into it.
It's a style of furniture, like Danish, very like 60s, think like Mad Men vibes. It's like in my grandparents' house. And it's really a really beautiful style of furniture. And I think that that's my style. So I'm trying to find a dining room table. There's all these like furniture resellers, antique people. So I found a good one, a really nice teak Danish MCM table. So hopefully it'll get delivered next week. And these things are beautiful. It has two leaves that are built in, so it can expand, and just got to get some nice chairs to go with it, you know?
That's wonderful. Well, you say MCM, I do think of Man Crush Monday. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, mid-century modern. So
I like mid-century modern. Yeah. If I, you know, had money to buy a house, I would, mid-century modern. That's the style.
Right? That's the style. I don't want like French country or shabby chic or like cold industrial, you know? I like an MCM look.
I think if I do get a house though, whatever it looks like, I'm going to just call it mid-century modern.
Yeah, and someone will say, Mike, this is just IKEA. And you'll say, well, Danish, Swedish is close.
Yeah, this is mid-century modern. They're like, it has wheels on it. You're like, yeah, but it's, you know.
The wheel was invented the mid-century.
Yeah, I think you kind of tie it in.
Yeah, yeah. How's your March Madness bracket going?
I didn't fill out a bracket, but I am.
That doesn't feel on brand.
I don't play fantasy football either, which doesn't feel on brand. I know. I'm kind of a...
enigma?
An enigma, you know? Wow. But I am loving March Madness, TM.
Yeah.
There's been some great upsets so far. There was one
Oral Roberts,
which is it takes a minute for my mouth to say, so I have to.
That's a Christian university, right?
Yeah. Oral Roberts is like a,
he was like a
preacher or something.
Preacher. Okay.
Preacher man.
Oh yeah. But, okay. Wow. Wow.
And then the other one was, Abilene Christian. They're a number 14 seed, and there's this guy on Abilene Christian on the bench, number 33, and he's just going crazy the whole time. He's the funniest guy to look at the whole time. I love finding these guys on the bench who like don't play. He didn't play at all. He played 0 minutes, and he's just like a hype man, and they kept cutting to him and shit. And I feel like that person can either be annoying or be funny as hell, and for some reason this dude's funny as hell. I love him.
But he doesn't really play.
He's a bench
warmer. I love that.
But he's like,
I love that.
Me too. It's great. I gotta find.
It's like, it's participation. You gotta have a hype man. Fun fact about Oral Roberts, who was a televangelist. Seems like not a great guy. His son killed himself after he came out as gay.
Julia, that's what we call the Java Good Morning bring down. Wah, wah.
Oh boy. I'm sorry about that.
A televangelist is like an evangelist preacher that is on TV.
Yeah.
That's what I always think of. That's it, right? He's like the guy who's like, if you want Jesus to save you, you gotta like.
I think
like,
he was a televangelist. Maybe he was just an evangelist.
You gotta.
He was a televangelist.
You gotta send $50 to me and so I can have a jet. Is that what Joel Osteen is?
Yes, they're all televangelists. They're like millionaires. And then there's also a type of televangelist who preaches like abundance or something, where it's like you should have as much money as you can. And it's like, okay, well that seems very
that. He's like,
I don't like Joel.
Jesus wants you to have that car. Jesus wants you to have a private jet.
Well, I follow his Twitter account called Joel Dongstein, where they take all of his tweets, and anytime he says the word God, they replace it with dong in the tweets. It's pretty good.
See, that's what Twitter's all about, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's what Twitter's
having some
about,
fun,
guys.
Not correcting people, you know?
No. And not being politically correct.
Not punching up jokes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. So I think it is time to move on to one of our favorite segments. It's the content corner, where we talk about the content we've been consuming. Mike, what have you been watching?
Well, on Friday night, in between March Madness games, I threw on the 1995 Jean-Claude Van Damme movie called Sudden Death.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this movie. Probably
I have
not.
Yeah, you are correct.
I saw it when I was 11 at the movie theater. And let me tell you, it's really violent.
Yeah?
I watched it with my wife. She wasn't psyched, but we watched it together.
You had popcorn or?
No popcorn. Oh, I forgot to do that. That's how low popcorn is on my in my memory thing.
Because it's not a cough drop. Yeah.
Oh, I had
a big bowl of cough drops while you're watching the movie.
So, Sudden Death is about Jean-Claude Van Damme plays a firefighter.
Oh.
This is how the movie is, right? There's one scene in the beginning. It's like a 2-minute scene. It opens up with him. He's a firefighter and he's covering up some little girl. She's going, help, help, we're stuck. And he's calling to his fellow firefighters. And then like an explosion happens. He looks down and the girl is dead. She's just staring straight. And he's like, no. And it's fucking hilarious. And then not hilarious, but it's like.
No. It's his John Wick moment.
Yeah. RIP. But she, and then it cuts to the Pittsburgh Penguins like arena. And it just says, 8 hours till face off. And it's the whole movie takes place during the game 7 of the Stanley Cup finals.
What?
So basically,
death is referring to like the hockey playoff.
Yep. Is that what you would call a double entendre? It has two meanings.
Yeah. I think so.
So the game goes into sudden death, but also if once the game ends, they're going to blow up the stadium basically.
Oh shit. A hockey Okay.
It's even more complicated, but I'll try to simplify it. Basically, yeah, what happens is the vice president comes to the game, right? And Van Damme is like, now he's not a firefighter anymore. It's like a big deal because you know that got in his head, but he's a fire inspector. So he just works different events. The kid from Sleepless in Seattle, or what's that other one we watched with Meg Ryan and where he's on a house? Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle. That kid is his son, who's like, you're not even a firefighter anymore. He's like, I will still protect you. So like, it is great. So basically what happens is these guys storm where the vice president is. They take her hostage. They start killing everyone.
Oh, it's a female vice president?
I keep saying that in my head, but no, it's not. It's a guy.
Oh dear. A guy. Okay.
Sorry. I know.
No.
You would have watched that movie if it was.
Yeah.
But, and then basically they are going to start killing people at the end of each period if the U.S. government doesn't give them at the end of each period, they're like, did you make the transfer yet? And they have to transfer like $1 billion into their bank account. Also, they've planted 20 bombs around the stadium.
What?
At the end of the game, they will blow the whole place up. So the cops and everyone outside, Secret Service, nobody can get in because these guys have like a million guys. So the only person who can figure it out is Van Damme. So he draws like a map. He's like, I know where they would place the bombs. And he goes around and he's like clipping the things. He's just like clipping bombs with scissors. God. I'm like, dude, you can't just do that to a bomb. It's amazing. The highlight is he fights the Penguins mascot, who is a terrorist. A woman, though. I mean, equal rights. He beats the shit out of a woman and then kills her. So, you know,
I have so many questions. Is there a love interest in this?
No, there's not. Thankfully, it's just right to the point.
And since it's a movie from the 90s, is it over 2 hours?
No, it's like an hour and 45 or something.
Oh, because it's an action movie.
It really is pretty crisp.
Do you think, the NHL had to like sign off, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
So the NHL like was like, yeah, let's associate ourselves with like bombs and terrorists and Jean-Claude Van Damme. I mean, I guess if you want to get viewership.
I couldn't imagine that movie being made today with the, you know, the cooperation of like an actual team.
That is wild.
Hour and 10 minutes.
Was it good, bad, or bad, bad?
I think it's good, bad. I mean, my wife made
it. Was it an hour and 10 minutes?
Yeah. No. 110 minutes.
Okay.
So an hour and 50 minutes.
Fair.
So that's right in there. And it just gets crazier and crazier as it goes. Now, where it ranks with Van Damme movies, it's not as good as something like Bloodsport or even Lionheart, which is a favorite, or Kickboxer.
I've never seen any of his movies. Should I see a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
I think you'd like it. I think if you don't have to get high, but I think it might help. But I don't know. Something about Van Damme. He makes me laugh because they're just so ridiculous. Like, he's a firefighter, but he can still like kick above his head. Like, he's doing martial arts and shit. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? You're just like a fire chief. So it was fucking.
But like a fire inspector, like he works for OSHA, but he also knows hockey. Does he ever skate? Does he put on a pair of skates?
Oh, Julia. Does he ever skate? Okay. So they have like a little like nugget when he brings the kids into the locker room before the game. And they're like, my dad used to play hockey. He's like, oh, just a little Canadian league, whatever. So then in the third period, the goalie gets injured and he's running from the bad guy. So he takes the goalie's pads, goes onto the ice. No one knows it's him. And he makes a sick ass save.
Oh my God.
He's also, he hangs from like the rafters at one point. They're fighting on the roof. There's a helicopter exchange.
Watch this movie.
It's not like great, but there's some moments where you're just like, this is so fucking stupid, but in a good way. I think it's good.
Yeah. Well, I watched a bad movie. Also from the 90s. Have you ever seen the movie In the Line of Fire?
Oh, I fucking loved that movie when I was a kid.
Oh my God, it's awful. It's a 1993. Exactly. Clint Eastwood, John Malkovich, Rene Russo. And I feel like in the 90s, people were weirdly obsessed, or in the 2000s, with like Secret Service agents and like what their lives might be. But right. Clint Eastwood is 62 and he plays a Secret Service agent who was the Secret Service agent when Kennedy got shot, and he's like still working, but of course that he thought he could have saved Kennedy's life, so he started drinking and he lost his family and he's real gruff, and then John Malkovich, who's amazing, plays a psychopath who wants to kill the president.
Who is a woman or a man?
The president is a man, unfortunately.
Okay. Oh, boo.
Always has been, always will be. And Clint Eastwood is like, put me in. I'm the only one who could save the president. Yeah. And he's 62 and he's like, let me run next to the limo. And there's like a scene where he's like running next to the limo and he's like, it's like, yeah, you're 62 and you look like you're 62. But the worst part of this fucking movie is that his love interest is Renee Russo, who's a female Secret Service agent. And literally Clint Eastwood plays himself in this movie because he goes, you're a female Secret Service agent. You're only there for window dressing. It's like, what?
I love your Eastwood impression. Oh, really? They get together?
They get together and she's in her late 30s and he's 62 and he's such an asshole and he like clearly hates women in real life, but also his character in the movie.
Well, maybe she gets with him because she doesn't really know who JFK was. So she's like, she doesn't, you know what I mean? She's too young.
It is such a bad movie and they like weirdly romanticize Secret Service agents for some reason. Dylan McDermott is in it.
Dylan McDermott. He is the one with like he's
from Nip Tuck.
He kind of has that little thing in his lip.
No, that's not true. No, that's Dermot Mulroney.
Oh my god, my wife! I don't want to speak out of turn, but she loves that guy, Mulroney, dude.
Dylan
McDermott is the dude from like Private Practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Is he in Private Practice?
Mulroney, dude. I know. Yeah, that's a different guy. That guy's. Yeah. He was in My Best Friend's Wedding. You ever see that?
Dermot Mulroney was in My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what I always remember about In the Line of Fire is I remember two things. I remember that like little plastic gun that he makes, and I also
he makes a gun out of plastic. Yes,
and he clips it up, and then I also remember there's that glass elevator scene.
There is a climactic scene where John Malkovich. Yeah, exactly. It's like shoot us, and it's just so bad. I just. It's over 2 hours. It's so upsetting.
Do you think there's something wrong with my brain
attracted to him? Yeah.
That I loved that. I like really liked that movie when I was younger. I'm talking about like when I was like 11.
Everyone did. It got like nominated for Oscars. It got John Malkovich got nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Like it was enormous. It grossed $187 million. Like
damn.
But you watch it now and you're like, what the fuck? Because back then, I'm sure it was like date night for every boomer couple, you know, right, to go see this movie. But it's like John Malkovich is great, but Clint Eastwood is so old. He's so old.
Well, you know what? It seems like there's a lot of ageism going on right now, and I won't stand for it because, you
as
know,
an
I
older man, it offends you.
I'm getting to that point where I'm an older man. No, you know what I said? Yeah. You know what I said today, like out loud? I was like, you know what? I'm still young. Like, come on, let's go, you know? So I did one of those.
And then you went to senior hour at the grocery store and you're like, I'm hot and young.
No, I think I did it after I got back from the grocery store. I was like, you know, I was fucking pretty decent there. Like,
I was
go.
Pretty decent. I didn't groan too much when I bent down to a lower shelf.
By the way, my brain is melting because there is something extremely off about trying to figure out if someone's good looking while wearing a mask. I was like, yeah. Oh, that woman's pretty good looking. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I can see an inch of her face.
Right. And also, you have a wife, Mike.
I know, but you can still say in your brain, like, oh, that person is attractive. Like, you're I'm not trying, I'm going to like smell their essence, you know?
Herbal essence. What are the rules? Are you allowed to say that person's attractive? You can only think it. You can't say it out loud, right?
No, it depends on your relationship. Mine is very, you know, my mind is very free to say, hey, did you see that? I'll say it to a guy too. I go, man,
I'm in an open thought relationship.
Yeah. A closed action, open thought relationship.
Open thought.
Okay. I'll say it to a guy too. I'll say, hey man, did you see that guy's pecs? Like that guy's fucking,
that
like
guy's rich, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah. I watched also an episode of The Nanny because that's all I've been
you're
watching.
You're addicted recently. To The Nanny.
It's so fucking funny. There was an episode we watched from season 4 and Rosie, they have so many guest stars. It's amazing. Rosie O'Donnell is a guest star. They like literally like go to the Rosie O'Donnell show. Remember the Rosie O'Donnell show?
Vaguely.
Oh, it was so big in my life. So Rosie O'Donnell's it. And then later in the episode, fucking Donald Trump is in the episode.
Yeah, I think you, I think you like kind of forget, or we forget like how he was in so many things. Like he was in like rap videos. He was in, even in the, yeah.
Yeah. He like painted himself as a successful businessman and like he, the self-promotion he did to make us think he was successful is wild. But then, you know, the crazy thing is Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump famously hate each other. So I was like, wow.
Did the feud start then, or is it, or did they patch it up?
They didn't have a scene together, but it could have started. Maybe someone got a bigger dressing room. I don't know, but it was really a time capsule of an episode.
Yeah, that's pretty funny that you're still making your way through The Nanny. I love your commitment to it.
There's six seasons and only two of them are on Roku TV. So I really, if any of our listeners know how I can get all seasons without buying a DVD player, please let me know.
That's like when you're going to have to start paying $1.99 per episode. You're like, how bad do I want to watch this right
now? No, it's not even available to buy online.
Bummer.
Like it's DVDs.
You know what a throwback I watched last night that was nice and light. Well, first I watched Promising Young Woman.
Not a light movie.
So I was going, that's not light. Yeah. It was good.
Is that good? Carrie
Mulligan's really good, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of upsetting. I mean, it's like, you know, it's really well made and well written and everyone's great in it, but you know, it's a tough movie to watch and then just go to bed, which sometimes
It's, you have to watch that in the middle of the day, maybe.
That's a day movie. I have day movies, night movies, but that is, it's a really good movie. Definitely, you know, brings up the treatment of women in certain situations. So
the way you said woman, it felt so uncomfortable. Like you were talking about a female president, something you're not used to.
When I said it right there.
Yeah. Well, you said women, you know, gals, people who can't use a piss hole in a bed.
I'm sorry. You can vote only if you got a piss hole. you know what else I watched, which was different than Promising Young Woman. It's a little different in tone. The Wedding Singer I watched last
night. Such a good movie.
I didn't realize. I mean, I guess I forgot how funny it was. I was laughing my little butt off.
I still get called Julia Guglia because
Julia Guglia. Yes,
still get called that for years and years.
Yeah, Julia Guglia and Glenn. Big idiot move by Glenn, right? Who's Julia's? Glenn Guglia. He basically forces his fiance to do the whole wedding thing with a wedding singer who's on the rebound. He's looking for tail. He's like,
he's looking for tail. Yeah.
So bad move, Glenn.
But the costumes are so good. John Lovitz is so good.
The soundtrack's amazing.
Soundtrack is great. I have like earworms from that movie where it's like, that's information that would have been useful to me yesterday. Like there's lines from that are so good.
It's funny. It's like my, as things were happening, I was like, oh, this is where he's going to say that scene that happened where she told him something to go, oh, this is, and it just came to me. And I was like, oh, this shit is just implanted in me.
I mean, it's like, did we just watch movies so much more often
when you're younger, when you were younger, you would just watch a movie over and over again.
Over and over. You would rent the same movies. Yeah. Oh, and then the grandma, right? Doesn't she have meatballs in her hands?
She gives them meatballs. Right? And then she sings Rapper's Delight, which was a big thing. Yeah.
Very famous.
What a great movie. Great movie. I think I rented it for $2.99 or $3.99.
Ooh, you got a deal. Did you have popcorn with this one or no?
No, I did have some decaf English breakfast tea and a little bit of chocolate. So
is it like dark chocolate because it's heart healthy?
Nothing better than dark chocolate and tea, and also dark chocolate and red wine. Those are my two favorites.
Oh, cool. That makes more sense. Did you know what I realized, what I figured out is that you can't have tea on an empty stomach because it'll make you throw up. Did you know this?
Well, I don't know if it makes everyone throw up. That might be a Julia Guglia thing, but it can trigger my like your acid shit. Yeah. Like, you know,
because I had like Earl Grey once before I had breakfast, and I like literally was like, oh, I'm gonna throw up, and I looked it up, and people are like, yeah, you can't, a lot of teas you can't have it on an empty stomach.
I love doing that where you're just like, do you guys ever just notice that when you eat an egg you just shit your pants? Everyone's like, no, dude. No.
That's just you, that's your body and your journey.
but I think in general with tea and coffee especially, I always have to have something in my stomach. I don't know if it's the acidity or if it's something that just doesn't, you know, but But that is a transition I like to call to the hot stove. Unless hot you got stove. Anything else. Unless you got anything else in the comments.
No, I'm ready for this.
All right. The hot stove, or as I like to call it, hot stove. The hot stove is where we talk about things that we cooked and ate. Now I'm instituting drank as well, because I noticed that I've been cooking the same things over and over again. So
yeah, if it went in your mouth, you can talk about it.
almond stove. Okay. So what, it looks like you cooked a few more things than me. So why don't you start it off?
I made another batch of lemon bars, right? Cause I had all these lemons. So, oh my God, batch one was great. Batch two was even better. I'll tell you that much, because I used a little bit of a different recipe second time, a Martha Stewart recipe, and I did a layer of date spread.
Did you say dates?
So dates.
I like dates. They keep you regular. Shit in the shower with dates.
Me. So really just pour boiling water on the dates, soak them for 15 minutes, put them in a blender, and that makes like a date spread. And you spread it on the shortbread crust, and then you bake it for a few minutes. Then you pour the lemon topping on top, and you bake that for 20 minutes, and you have the most amazing lemon bars. It's a really good flavor. So I was proud of that. And now I have so many in my fridge.
Will you be going door to door in your new apartment building, giving people lemon bars?
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm not sure about my new neighbors, because I don't know if I'll be sharing, because when I was there last week putting some things in the new place, I did notice a very bad fish smell. And I'm afraid someone on my floor is a fish head, a fish cooker, someone who bakes fish. And it permeated the hallway in a way that made me think, should I not have moved here?
That's tough. That's
should I not tough. Have signed a lease for a year? So, but potentially, you know, maybe I'll meet the new neighbors and say, hey, lemon bar for you if you promise never to cook fish, you know.
It really just is a gamble when you get an apartment or something like that, right? It's like hope for the best. I mean, my last place, we were there for 5 years, and for the most part it was okay. But I think I told you that the place
there were fights.
Was haunted. You were over there once, remember?
I heard a fight our between
neighbor, yeah, they would always yell at each other, and it got to a place and I was like, should I go over there? And then I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, what if I go over there and
they want to fight you?
They want to fight me. They'll turn on me and maybe they'll bring them together. So I don't know. Stay out of it.
Yeah.
Unless you hear some real wild shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That sounds good. I think save some of those lemon bars in case you get repeat fish smells and you knock on the door. You go, hey, just want to introduce myself. Here's some lemon. Also,
you're ruining my life. I also made beans on toast, which is real British. Because have you ever heard of beans on toast?
I mean, I've heard of both of those things separately.
You've heard of beans and you heard of toast.
But I do like mixing things, so tell me about it.
Well, so British people apparently have beans on toast, where it's like baked beans and you put them on toast and you eat it. And oh my God, it's amazing.
That's nice.
You heat up beans, you toast bread. Bada boom, bada bing. I put some Marmite on it and some cheese. Such good flavors. Cannot recommend enough. Try some beans and toast.
That's just a little breakfast or just a snack throughout the day?
Just like a lunch, like a light lunch, you know, just for funsies. And then, you know, because we're moving, it's just been a lot of ordering food because, you know, things are starting to get packed. So, you know, ordered some Indian food. Do you ever order Indian food? And if so, what's your like go-to order?
I don't order it that much. I used to have a place in when I lived in Greenpoint that I used to like, but then I stopped eating dairy, and I feel like a lot of those sauces have a lot of dairy in it.
Really? Do they? Oh boy.
I'm not trying to blanket it. I'm just saying what I ordered, because I like
the cheese stuff. Yeah.
I like when things are. This sounds really gross, but I like when things are like wet. You know, I like the sauce and the mix. I love mixing like the rice with the chicken and all that. Yeah. Shit, so.
Yep. All the sauces are so good.
Mm. Yeah.
Samosas. I love a samosa.
Oh yeah, yeah. So.
What about you? What have you been putting on your hot stove?
So when you were talking about the beans on toast, I have been getting into a little bit of a breakfast. This is like my late breakfast, early lunch kind of thing. Cause I'll have some in the morning, and then I'll put avocado on English muffin, an English muffin. And then I will cook an egg And I'll put, so I'll have two English muffins, like one and one. I'll put avocado on it and then put an egg on each one. And then just boom, eat that shit.
Over easy or?
Hopefully over easy. Sometimes yeah. I cook it a little too much and it's over medium or.
I love over medium.
God help me. What's over medium? I like when you touch it and there's a little bit of runny in there.
I hate the yolk.
I want to dip it in the yolk. There's nothing better to me than when you have eggs and toast and like some potato and you get a mixture of yolk and then you have like a little ketchup you're working into. Oh my goodness.
No, get that yolk out of here. I don't want that.
Yeah. I'm pro yolk. So, you know,
I'm anti yolk.
Well,
so this is why people listen to the show. You know,
welcome
differing viewpoints.
NPR Studios, pro or anti yolk? I'm trying to get yoked. How about that? I'm trying to get
yoked.
I did 25 push-ups yesterday in a row. No big deal.
I'm sorry, but this does not belong in this segment. This is a hot stove. Unless you did push-ups on a hot stove, I don't want to hear about it. No, I'm proud of you.
Thanks, but I got to do just 25 every day. You know, because if you go, I got to do 50 or 100, you just won't do it. So 25 every day. I just reminded myself. So next week, just ask me how my 25 a day is going.
Okay, I'll ask you. And ask me how, if I took my vitamins, because sometimes I forget to take my gummy vitamins. And then I go, ooh, a treat, because they're cherry flavored.
You need to get one of those old lady vitamin things. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, one of those ones.
They're sitting on my desk. I forget. Oh, maybe I'm old.
You have to turn the bottle upside down once you take it. That's what I do.
So that you know you took it. They look like gumdrops. That's what they look like. And they're cherry.
But then I'll be like, oh, did I turn that upside down yesterday? Today or yesterday? Right. So now what I do, I start taking a multivitamin once a day. Yeah. No big deal. So now I'll just leave it upside down. So I know I got to get to it first thing in the morning. It doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Also, do you swallow it dry or you take it with water?
I put it directly up my asshole, but that is, I take it with water. Who takes it dry? Yeah. It's kind of a big pill.
I mean, my fiance swallows pills dry.
Really?
It freaks me out.
Wow, I kind of want to talk to him about that. Doesn't he feel like it's still in his throat?
I hate it. I don't understand it. And I'm afraid one day he's going to choke and I'll have to do CPR or something. And I don't know how. So he'll just die. And it'll be ironic because he died taking a vitamin.
Yeah, I don't. But if someone does that in a movie or something or a TV show, I'll be like, oh, come on, dude, get some water.
Yeah. No, he does try. He's going to listen to this podcast. He's going to yell at me. He's going to say, how dare you tell people I took it dry?
What do you say when, if you were like out and you told somebody would he go like, no, I don't. I use water. Or will he be like, yeah, I do. I take it dry.
He would go, yep, I'm a real freak. That's what he would say.
Well, that's great. Voice. I love it.
Yeah.
I've also been drinking a little wine. I'm going to do this weekend though. I know I said it last week, but I was watching a lot of March Madness. This week, I'm going to give you some wine tips on the
wine time.
Have a good morning. Wine time with Mike, because I'm just a big doofus, but you shouldn't be, there's my takeaway. You shouldn't be intimidated by buying wine. People try to think you're all fancy. Just buy a $15 bottle of wine, you know, get after it. You don't know what you like until you get in there.
I love that. Yes. Please teach us about wine.
I used to work at a wine store. Did I ever tell you that?
No, you did tell me. I know this, but people listening don't know this. The morning people don't know this. So you do have an expertise.
I would sweat a lot because I didn't know much when I started, but I definitely learned a bunch working there. So
I'd love some pointers, you know, different flavors. Great.
Here's a tip to, because I know a lot of people feel like they don't know how to talk about wine. Here's a tip.
Yeah.
Well, if you're drinking a wine with some people or, you know, take a sip, you first give a little smell and take a sip, but look at the label, right? It will tell you on the back, it will kind of say, you know, hints of blueberries, the plum, all the shit, whatever. So find one of those ingredients, then take a sip. And then you just go like this, you go, wow, I can really taste the blackberry in this. Just say that. Just say that. And everyone's going to think you're fucking the man.
Everyone's going to think you're a sommelier.
Yeah.
It's like the label's done the work for you.
Right.
So
a hint of, it's not you to say, oh, I don't taste licorice. You just go, really licorice kind of is hiding in there. I think I got it. You know, you do that. And people are
it's a lot of lying.
And then the other people will be like, oh yeah, me too. It's all bullshit. So
the tannins
I just go, me like this one. You know what I mean? Like I like this one.
I go, does this come in a can or just a bottle? Cause I only need one glass to get real drunk.
Also, screw tops. Don't feel like if you see a screw top, a wine bottle with a screw top on it, that it's bad wine. That's not true. More and more bottles are using screw tops these days because there is a shortage with cork trees. Yeah, that's true.
Cork shortage. It's like almond milk, you know, probably bad for the environment. So,
So that's what I got. Other than that, making my old, my usuals. I'm doing some marinated chicken tonight, some turkey meatballs tomorrow night.
Please take photos. We want to see this. Okay. We want to see this.
I'll take a photo of me on the grill, maybe.
Sitting on the grill. Hot grill. All right. So it's time now for a great segment we call Game.
Right? You have a game, right? I didn't make up a game.
I have a game.
Okay, thank you.
Buddy, I got a game for you. We like to trade off doing games for each other. The greatest game of all is love, but that's not what this is about. This is a baby name game.
Interesting.
Yeah. So a lot of celebrities and B-list, D-list, E-list celebrities have had babies recently. It's all Us Weekly can write about. And some of them have really unique names. So that's something I'm obsessed with, celeb baby names. I don't think you are at all. So I'm going to name a celeb and I'll give you three options for what they name their baby. And you have to guess what they name their baby.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think I only know one baby celeb name off the top of my head. So maybe it's in there.
What celeb is that?
Why can't I think of her name? The woman who started Goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. She named her kid Apple. So if that's in there, sorry.
Yeah, Apple's like 14 years old, dude.
Apple, do you listen to the pod? Come on the podcast. But that's okay, I don't know any of this shit.
Yeah, no, these are all newborns, like in the last 6 months or so.
Oh, okay. God, yeah, I'm not going to know any of this.
Yeah, no, you're not. Okay, so first off, we have Emily Ratajkowski. Okay. She's a model. She was in the Blurred Lines video. She's an actress. She was in Gone Girl. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know, yep.
Oh, yeah, okay, great.
She was not at the supermarket, so.
She was at the supermarket, yeah, that's why you were the hottest. Yeah. Okay, so she recently gave birth. What was the name of her baby? Is it Liam Rain, Sylvester Apollo, or Gabriel Telemachus?
Is this a middle name, like a first name, middle name?
Yes, that's what I'm giving you. Yes, Liam Rain is one. Sylvester Apollo is two. And Gabriel Telemachus is three. Which of these?
I feel like she's either Liam or Gabriel. I don't think Sylvester. I'll go with...
Are you whispering to yourself?
I'll go with Gabriel, but I think it's Liam. I'll go with Gabriel.
I am sorry. It's Sylvester.
Oh, man, what?
Sylvester Apollo Bear.
Sylvester's a cool name. I like it, but my eyes, I see it, and then when it gets to my mouth, it doesn't work. Sylvester. That's why I call Sylvester Stallone. I just call him Sly. You know, I like that.
Sly.
Sly Stallone.
Sly Stallone. You could call the baby Sly, I guess, with like Sly baby.
Hey, Sly, get over here. Stop shitting your pants, Sly.
The cat, right? Sylvester. Right? Isn't there a cat named Sylvester?
Oh, I don't know. Cartoon cat? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a cartoon cat.
Oh.
Suffering Succotash, isn't that Sylvester?
Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong? I feel crazy right now. You're not supporting me. Please yes, and then.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Well, I do remember the Succotash thing you just said.
All right, well, we're going to move on.
Again, I will not be editing this, so apologies.
Okay, perfect. Mandy Moore. You know Mandy Moore, right?
I love Mandy Moore. I'm a big Mandy Moore fan. I think she's very talented.
Mm-hmm. All right, so she recently gave birth. What is the name of her baby? Is it A, August Harrison, B, April Rose, or C, June Lillian?
Oh, I love all those names. I really do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, two of them are fake. Is it August Harrison, April Rose, or June Lillian?
I think August Harrison is the name.
Ding, ding, ding. You're correct. You are correct. It's a boy. And everyone was making the joke because she's on the show, This Is Us. They were saying, this is Gus. It's her baby's name is Gus. August. August is a great name for a kid.
Is that a
nickname
for a...
Yeah. Next one, we have Lala Kent, who I think was on Vanderpump Rules, but I have never seen that show. But
oh, yeah. She's on Vanderpump.
About her. Oh, you've seen... Okay. All right.
I went through a big Vanderpump phase. So.
A VPR?
Yep.
Phase.
Yep.
Is it a good show? Should I watch it?
It's great. I mean, it's good and like it's kind of like a train wreck, but they know what they're doing. It's like, you know, it's classic reality TV.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll give it a shot. Okay. So Lala just gave birth to a baby. Is the baby's name A, River, B, Ocean, C, Spring? River, Ocean, or
River
Spring?
River Kent, Spring Kent, Ocean Kent, River Kent. I feel like River Kent makes the most sense in that.
River Final Kent. Answer?
Yeah.
It is Ocean.
Ocean Kent.
A girl okay. named Ocean.
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 Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ocean.
How did you find how did you find these, by the way? Did you look up? I mean, you don't know who Lala
I knew them already because that's the kind of media I consume. And then I made up other fake names. But you know what's gonna happen when this kid after its 10th birthday, you're gonna say Ocean's 11. That's what you're gonna have to say. Yes. And then hey, Ocean's 12, and then hey, Ocean's 13. So
and on and on it goes.
And on it goes until Ocean's dead. Which is gonna happen to all of us. Okay. So then next up we have Catherine McPhee. You know who Catherine McPhee is?
I know the name. She's like a singer or something.
Yeah, she was on American Idol. This is gonna get complicated. So listen up. She's 36. Her husband is 71. It's a real
line of fire.
So David Foster used to be married to Yolanda Foster. Yolanda Foster is the mother of Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid.
Got it. Yeah, I know who that is.
So, yeah. Okay. So David Foster is like a very famous and rich record producer, music producer, and married Catherine McPhee, who allegedly is a Republican. So
how the age difference there?
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Pretty gross.
Look, I'm not judging anybody's.
I'm judging everybody's. I mean, that's old sperm, you know? You don't want that. You want the stuff that's fresh.
Fresh sperm. Fresh. Yeah, yep, fresh. It's like lettuce, you know? You don't want it to just be sitting out or sitting in. You don't want it in the tube.
Yeah. Yep. Get it out of the tube. Get that's what out. You and I always say. But that's for hot stove. Okay. So Catherine McPhee recently gave birth. What is her baby's name? Is it Rennie, Ronnie, or Riley? Rennie, Ronnie, Riley.
I hope it's all three, to be honest with you. Rennie, Ronnie, Riley. That sounds like the thing in Good Will Hunting where he's like, Rennie, Ronnie, Riley, baby, baby, you know. Ronnie Foster, Riley. She seems like a Riley person.
Oh yeah, does she?
Yeah, that's
well,
final answer.
She's not, because it's Rennie.
So Rennie and the Jets.
Rennie and the, like, what is that? Is that short for Renaissance? Like, what is
I don't know.
It's a family name, an old family name apparently.
Look, Julia, I'm not gonna sit here and make fun of an infant, you know what I mean? So
no.
But that being said, I don't know what kind of name.
I don't know what kind of name. It's an old family name. I mean, if your husband's 71, that's old. So maybe it was his name. Okay. Last but not least, we have the final baby name. You've done pretty poorly so far. Ilaria, a.k.a. Hillary Baldwin.
You love this person. You're obsessed with her.
I'm obsessed with this story, of course. Yes, I took a yoga class with her many years ago.
Oh, right, right. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's an insane story. So she already has several other children. She has Carmen, Raphael, Leonardo, Romeo, and Eduardo. And yes, two of those names are Ninja Turtles.
I was just about to say,
My
nephew was playing with the Ninja Turtles yesterday. He just got some Ninja Turtles toys, and I was like, ooh, dude, bringing me back.
How old is the nephew?
He's 4 and a half.
Yeah, yep. My nephew's 5. He loves the Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Loves them. Yep. He just runs around going, hi-ya. Good for him. Okay. So she has all those kids. And then, so Eduardo is like 6 months old. And then recently via a surrogate, she had another baby. So she has two babies that are under 6 months, which is a lot to handle. Yeah. So the newest baby, the newest bundle of joy, is this baby's name A, Maria Lucia Victoria, B, Lucia Maria Victoria, or C, Victoria Maria Lucia? One more time?
No, I got it. I'm looking at it on the thing. I see the thing. Lucia. I always thought that was like a Lucia. The Lucia, is that how you say it?
Lucia? Lucia?
Well, I'm going to go with the first one. I think Maria, you know, there's some kind of classic names with her kids already. So I feel like Maria... Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess all those names are classic, but I'm going to go with Maria.
Are correct.
Yes. Yes.
And they call her Marilu because of Maria Lucia. Lucia? Is it Lucci? I thought it was Lucia. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I don't know. I think they like an Italian version, but I know they're not. They're
neither Italian nor Spanish. I know, but Boston.
I don't know.
Well, that you got two right. Okay.
Not bad. I got a 40.
Yeah.
That was quick math right there.
Actually, no. Did you get... No, you... Yeah, no, you got two right. Okay, good job.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you for playing along, you know, and indulging me in these very stupid things that I care a lot about. And if anyone who's listening is going to have a baby or knows a baby or likes names, you know, I love names. So if you need a name for your baby, just hit me up and I'll give you a couple.
Also, if you want your baby on the podcast, we are looking for small guests.
Baby guest hosts.
Baby guest hosts would be wonderful.
Yep. Guest hosts that are babies. All right. Well, that'll do it for us. Don't you think, Mike?
Yeah,
that'll
do it. I'm going to get outside. I'm going to let that nice sun hit me in the face. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make all sorts of plans that I'll probably never get to. But today I live... like a kid.
Today the world is oyster.
Oh, just one more little plug for anyone who has Spotify. They have this playlist. The Time Capsule is so good. They make a fucking playlist for you for things that like you listen to that were like throwbacks, whatever. Ooh. Dude. So today, and it always kind of changes. So today I put it on. I'm driving home from the supermarket. I got my windows down and Mariah Carey's Fantasy comes on. And I got to tell you, I was fucking digging it, man. So
were you singing out loud?
Hell yeah. And I was doing the thing where you put your hand out the window, like a little, like a little plane thing, you know, a little back and forth thing. Yeah.
Like a music video.
Hell yeah.
Living your best life.
The Time Capsule. Check it out. There's a lot of good shit in there, man.
Wow. And check us out at javagoodmorning at gmail.com and also podcast. Tell your friends. We love our Jehovah's Witnesses. You're amazing. And until next time,
Java, good morning. Invest in our dick hole.
No, it's a pee hole.
Our dick toilet. It's a dick toilet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.